Adrian Fisher, coordinator of the Food 360 project at Probe. It's the second year you've organised the bite-sized kids area at the Yum Food Festival. How's this year developed on from last year?
Well, it has. It's been, I believe, busier, even though I wasn't here last year. But I'm told it was busy, and I've been told that it's been a lot busier this year. It's been exciting because there's been lots of people asking lots of questions about what food we have, and it's been good to be supported by so many local suppliers of various food.
That's a change, isn't it, from last year for the bite-size area, that you've got the local food producers here with their stalls. How have they done?
Yeah, they've done well, and I think it's been encouraging to know we've got two new businesses started up this time, and so this is the first time out into the public eye, so it's been really good to see them and see how well they've done, and both of them have done really well, which has encouraged them to move on, so hopefully that this will be a chance for them to develop and get the businesses really up and running. Mm-hmm.
Now, you've not just been stuck down here in Trinity Square for the last 2 days. You've been out and about looking around the festival more widely. Has anything stood out to you?
Without a doubt, and it's time that whoever it is, whether it's Hull Council or not, had a proper food festival, and that it was all together under one area than being split into three, which it is now. There's such a move with the traders especially, that they should all be together, and Hull should be celebrating the expertise, if you like, of the local producers, and as yet they aren't doing so. They've really got to get their act together, or else the producers you see here today will not come back again if Hull don't do something to support them.
I just saw you over in the main theatre, the Chef's Theatre on the waterside there, watching Margaret Hickling from Food 360. Another proud moment in the Food 360 project's calendar?
Yeah, again, it's what we've been doing, and Margaret has been a good ambassador for Food 360 throughout the whole 2 years, and especially on things like the food theatres. And it gives everyone a chance to see how simple it is to cook something and make it appetising and appealing. So again, that's what Food 360 has been all about, which is, again, encouraging to see.
Thank you very much, Adrian.